You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney is a city that's choking. Air quality on Tuesday reached hazardous levels because of bushfires burning on the city's outskirts. Buildings were evacuated as polluted air set off smoke alarms. Ferry services were temporarily stopped because of the thick smoke. New South Wales Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is among a group of health officials who says the pollution is some of the worst the city has ever seen.
We urge those with underlying respiratory conditions such as asthma and heart disease to take particular care. They should be aware of their action plans to what to do in the event that there is an impact on their breathing or they develop other symptoms. And we would urge that also the community looks after each other at this time.
General practitioners such as Dr. Kim Liu are concerned about the city's more vulnerable residents, particularly those living in older style homes.
The main thing is to stay indoors as their house is sealed. If it's not sealed, then to go to somewhere else where there is better air quality. And that's usually to whatever's within the community, whether it's the community library and they can stay in there where there's better air quality. To the shopping centre, because there really is no other choice.
More than 80 bushfires are still burning across New South Wales, and about half of them are uncontained. As temperatures neared 40 degrees today, residents from the central coast town of Gundaman, including Bernie Austin, prepared for the worst.
Everyone's got firefighting pumps ready, hoses laid out, sort of topped up their water supplies where they could. And yeah, we're just basically waiting for it to come over the escarpment.
Further inland, the Gospers Mountain fire that's been burning for weeks is now more than 300,000 hectares in size. Prime Minister Scott Morrison defended his bushfire emergency management plan after his predecessor, Malcolm Turnbull, called on the federal government to step up because the threat is a national security issue.
There is already a nationally coordinated effort, and that was one of the things that came out of the Black Saturday fires many years ago. And that nationally coordinated effort, which is from the Commonwealth's point of view, pursued through Emergency Management Australia and the control centre there, is also bringing in the involvement of the Australian Defence Forces and the many other agencies of government.
Deputy Commissioner Rob Rogers from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service says firefighters hope to get ahead soon while the conditions ease.
So we've now got a few days of bit calmer conditions that we're going to be looking at trying to get some containment lines on some of these fires, because across the state there's some 11,000 kilometres of active fire edge, so we've got to try and get some of that contained so it doesn't cause problems in the future. So there'll be a lot of work going ahead for firefighters.
But without substantial rain, the threat is far from over. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.